Hi, is this John?
Yeah.
Hey, John, this is Jaw over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Is this a good time to chat?
Yeah.
Perfect. So it looks like you are interested in a working capital program with us. Perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions that you might have. Okay. I have your business name, JCR Contracting INC.
Yes.
Perfect. And then what's your DBA name?
DBA is, well, that's the DBA.
Oh, okay, the same thing. Okay.
The actual corporation is JC Refinishing and Contracting Corp.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. And are you a S corp or a C corp?
That's a really good question. I don't know what it is at this point.
That's okay, no worries. And how long have you been in business for?
Since February of 1995.
95. Okay. And then I have your billing address here at 100 Courthouse Road, Franklin Square. Okay. All right. Okay, perfect. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. And then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
What was
Your gross annual sales?
Let me see. I don't. Probably about 2.5 million, maybe.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm actually looking to hire some people and to expand. This is what I'm trying to do, and I have a truck or two, basically, and I need to finish the build out of an office. It's kind of half done. I want to finish it.
Oh, okay. It's half done. When did you start on the project?
When?
Yeah, when did you start building it?
The office? About 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay. And it's been ongoing, and then right now you just need some extra capital, which is just finish the rest of it. Okay.
Looking to put an air conditioning system into it, and that kind of stuff.
Okay. And is this like an extension from the current office, or is this like a new
Actually,
office that's bigger?
no. Actually, it's a new office that we're. I actually sold my building, the 100 Courthouse Road, and
Okay.
we have moved to a new office in Floral Park, which is the next town over.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the 100 Courthouse Road is the old office. You sold it. You're moving to the new office that you're building right now. Okay, nice. And how much do you estimate it's going to cost you to finish the build out?
Probably about 20 grand.
20 grand. Okay. Is that how much you've already spent on the first half of the building?
Yeah, probably about that.
About that, yeah. Okay. It's a good time to build right now too, because the weather's good. Okay. And to hire the new people, how much capital do you need for that?
Well, get the kind of people that I'm looking to get, I'm looking at probably around $100,000 in salary each, and to get kicked off, to have $20,000 or $30,000. See, some of these jobs that we have coming in and in, they don't always pay front money, and it's working capital as much as anything else to get off the ground and to be able to front and ponder them.
Okay. And how many people are you hiring?
Probably 2 to 3. Again, you know, it's there'll be one first, and then once we get the office finished up, there'll be a second, and then probably some financial or clerical.
I see. Okay, so you just need to hire one, you know, skilled person first, and then once the everything is in place, then you'll hire your second one and go from there. Maybe second or third one. Okay, and then you would just need, you said 20,000-30,000 to start out with the hiring.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then in the new office, would you need to purchase any new equipment, office equipment, like computers, tables?
Really. No, we're pretty well set up. Maybe a computer. Well, yes, we will need to get a couple of computers, but that's not a huge investment.
Yeah, it's not a huge cost. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then like office equipment, you already have that in place?
Yeah.
Okay, you're probably just moving it from the old office to the new office, right?
Yeah. Exactly,
Okay. And then, did you have to hire a new contractor to finish the building, or using the same contractor?
We are contractors. We're doing it ourselves.
Oh, you're doing it yourself. Okay. Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then let's see here. So, do you do? I see that here that you're a general contractor. Do you do the electrical, the plumbing, and
everything? Well, we're general contractors. We sub out the trades.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, you subcontract out like the other parts of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you do any building yourself, or is it mostly, you have your guys doing it for you?
Well, I manage the project.
You manage them, okay. Actually, my dad's a general contractor, too, so.
Whereabouts?
We're in California, so we're in San Diego. He's in San Francisco, so a little bit more north than where I'm at right now. Mhm. Okay. And then was there a reason why you wanted to move to the new office? Just more space for you, or is it like a better location that your customers can get to you easier?
It has a warehouse and a backyard which I needed for equipment.
I see. Okay. Okay. And then, so last year your gross sales was 2.5. How's this year tracking for you? Are you about the same? Are you higher?
About somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 million on the books at the moment, and working on at least another $1 million right now.
Okay, nice. $1 million. You got another $1 million right now that you're working on.
Yeah.
And jobs.
Yeah, projects that we're bidding.
Okay. Would you need any additional capital on top of, for the projects you have coming up to fund those?
Well, I don't want to borrow too much money because, you borrow it, you have to pay it back. Just enough to get sort of kicked off 50, 60 grand or something like that, just to have a little bumper there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just that some of the contractors we work with, they're net 60, net 90, so sometimes they, add on to what they're requesting just to fund those projects, too. So just wanted to see if that was
the problem. The problem nowadays, and I'm sure if your family are in the business, they will understand that is there's no banks anymore from a business perspective. Nobody wants to give you lines of credit. Nobody wants to, there's no buffers that you can reach to because sometimes when payments, are slow or sometimes the job gets held up, you need that little buffer to be able to float, to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Flip it. Yeah, lines of credit's hard to get now, so. Okay. And then have you had a working capital loan before?
Back in the day when banks were banks, yes. Which they're not
So
anymore.
a few years ago, it sounds like.
Yeah. 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
I see. Okay. Do you have any current loans out right now?
No.
Okay. Everything's paid off.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So it looks like so in total you're looking for about 50 to 60,000.
Yeah.
And then have you already like budgeted on how much you want to, pay like a monthly output that you budgeted for this?
Whatever is reasonable. I mean, a couple of thousand a month is not a big deal.
Okay. And do you estimate it's going to take another 6 months to finish the build out of the building?
Probably 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Not too bad. Right. Okay. Perfect. So it sounds like we can definitely help you out here. So how our loans work, the working capital loan is the term ranges from 3 months to 3 years and anything in between that. And what we do is we're going to deposit, once you get approved and you say you like the terms, what we do is we deposit the money straight into your account. And then from that same account, we do an automatic ACH from it. And the term range is either daily, weekly, or monthly payment.
What's the percentage rate?
We don't give an APR. What we do is we'll tell you exactly how much you're paying back in interest, because a lot of our loans are not, annualized. Some of them are, 18 months, some of them are 26 months. So what we do instead is we'll just tell you how much interest, and, flat out dollar amount that you're going to be paying back.
So in a $50,000, $60,000 loan, what would be over a 3 year period, what would the payments be like as an example?
I can run the numbers for you and I'll be able to tell you exact numbers that you'll be qualified for and what those, what the monthly output would be for that. So what I can do is I can send over the application. Our application is really easy. It's just a one-page app. I just need most recent 6 months of bank statement and then the most recent tax return. Do you already have 2015's tax return?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I just need that and then just December to May's bank statement and then month to date for June and then just the application.
Okay.
Okay. So I have your email here as JCOSTELLO@JCRC.net.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send it over to you right now. And do you know when you might be able to get everything in to me?
Probably in a week or thereabouts.
Okay. So you think, so like end of next week? Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and put in a notes in here. And then I will touch base with you mid next week. And then once I get everything in, I'll be able to send it over to the underwriter. We can actually get you an answer in about a day or two after that.
Okey-doke.
Okay. Are you doing anything fun for the 4th of July?
No, just relax.
Relax, just at home.
Just relax.
Oh, I'm
Don't
sure you
forget.
guys have a lot of activities or festivals over there, New
Oh,
York.
yeah. Plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, that's good. Alrighty then. Any other questions for me?
No. You enjoy the fourth also.
Okay, thank you. We'll touch base next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.